This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. I'm Marc Boulanger. February 13th is World Radio Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to celebrate the importance of radio, especially for developing countries. But it's also a day for unionists to remind ourselves that just in the past couple of months, the internet has become a lonelier place for us. Two major labor radio networks in the United States have folded.
Workers Independent News Week in Review. I'm Doug Cunningham.
For WIN, I'm Joanne Powers. With the Republican majority in the state Senate voting last week to make Wisconsin the 28th state in the nation.
Workers Independent News, WIN, was founded in the United States in 2001 by Dr. Frank Emspeck. It stopped broadcasting in November 2017. WIN was on the air for 15 years and featured union news about the labor movement around the U.S. One of its on-air journalists, Doug Cunningham, was with the service right from the start. Joanne Powers was another of WIN's lead reporters. WIN had tried to find a new home with several other media outlets, but was not successful. The other major union radio service that folded recently is the Union Edge. Charles Showalter was the lead interviewer and host for the service, working with producers and on-air reporters Brittany Sheets and Angela Bachman. Behind the scenes was engineer Lena Nellick.
Hello, I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
It's always lovely to be here with you, Brittany. It seems fitting to me that we're ending this on a high note. Also joining us for this last segment, we have Lena Nellick, an engineer with us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
And if I could work the board, that'd be cool. See, oh, I'm still screwing it up on the last day.
one would think that I could learn how to speak before, you know, after 11 years.
Yeah,
of this.
Well, you know, we all have our challenges. And of course, Charles is here, too. So I'm really happy to have everyone here for this last send off.
We're going to rant a little bit more here. There's a couple more things we would like to just kind of hit on based on what everyone said today about our feelings of the labor movement and how I think we could improve it moving forward. And I know Lena's prepared a couple things. She's kind of our voice that doesn't often get heard from, but she's very outspoken, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm usually behind the board. I help Angela out. I wanted to talk a little bit about how unions protect like LGBT plus people, people like myself. Especially because I don't think a lot of people understand that when you're at will, you basically, even if there's a company policy that's supposed to protect you, you really aren't protected. It's really hopeful to hope that the government would protect us, but the first thing we need to do is protect ourselves. And that's what forming a union, being protected by a union contract, it's a form of protecting ourselves.
Everybody else in the room except for me is a millennial. And, you know, my time is done when it comes to unionization, so to speak. You guys have a whole working career in front of you, and that is important, especially if it's in a union.
It's a sad day for union communications when our media outlets have to shut down for lack of support from the labor movement. We here at Radio Labor will miss working with all the folks at Workers Independent News and the Union Edge. Frank, Charles, Doug, Joanne, Brittany, Angela, Lena, thank you. You helped build labor movement. But despite the sad news, we should remember that there are other labor radio shows still keeping up the struggle. Asia Pacific Currents, broadcast by 3CR Radio in Melbourne, Australia. Dennis Kreese at the Labor Exchange on KGNU in Denver, Colorado. The Rick Smith Show out of Pennsylvania. And the largest, Workers World Media Productions in South Africa. The rise of podcasting has produced shows such as Teamster Nation and Nurse Talk Radio in the U.S., and the Labor Knots program in British Columbia, Canada. Radio Labor has been broadcasting since January 2010. We produce daily newscasts about the issues and events of the international labor movement, longer feature programs which are available on our website, and activist podcasts in support of labor organizations such as the global unions. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.